Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya.
Hello, Freya. How are you this morning, my darling?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. It is still morning, thank goodness for that. Now, look, my name is Elizabeth Dumont. I'm the mother and carer of Jerome Dumont, who
yes.
is one of Karen's clients.
Yes.
Now, I've just received, I've been dealing with Kim around her speech group for the adults.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah, I've been dealing with Kim over her speech group for the adults.
Ah, yes, yes.
Now, totally. I've just received notification of the first meet-up.
Yes.
Given my situation and what's happening, I'm just wondering if I can have a chat privately with Kim beforehand.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. If you like, I can get her, like, probably today she's got, she's a little bit full for clients today, but would it be possible for me to get her to give you a call? Let me see. Would you be free at all tomorrow for her to give the...
what time?
Probably, let me see. Would around 12:30 be okay with you?
Yes, that would be ideal.
Wonderful. I will ask him to give you a call about
it's
that.
Just, I guess from my viewpoint, because of our situation, see,
absolutely.
I'm Jerome's financial administrator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And ultimate decision maker of guardian for provision of services and health. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Which, yeah. And I'm QCAT appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's my decision, but in terms of this project moving forward as well, with some of the things that we're doing with him and because of the nature of it, it is kind of vital that we have all the team members communicating with each other in
right.
the background
yes.
around what they're trying to achieve with him.
Right, okay. That's all good,
so
yeah.
So that each person can reinforce what the other person, what the other members are trying to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're wanting a little bit more like,
and making it as a holistic thing. Because his diagnosis, just if you're writing down notes for Kim,
yes.
we've got a diagnosis of level 2 autism,
mm-hmm.
but he's also got what's called PDA characteristics.
Yes, yeah, okay. I'll
right.
put that down as well, yeah.
Which
PDA.
Means he's extremely resistant
yeah.
to the everyday demands that get placed on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've been working with him with the past couple of years. We finally managed to get some funding for positive behaviour supports.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
And it is having a bit of a, playing a little bit of a, you know, it is having an impact on him. But
good.
The resistance that we're working with towards adopting new ideas and things like that
mm-hmm.
is still
yeah.
really, really strong.
Yeah. In that case, did you want to have a chat with her about how it might
yes,
be best to like present this? Yeah, I see.
Yes. So she's going to need. Yeah. I mean, I've got the positive behaviour support plan that I can provide her with.
Absolutely. Okay, that might be useful as
which
well for
would
her.
Govern yeah. her practice. But
yes.
the other thing is for whatever goals that are being pursued in the speech group,
mm-hmm.
and he does need it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I need to give full kudos to Kim. And if Kim can reach out to any other speech therapists and
mm-hmm,
get
yeah.
them interested in doing something similar, because,
yeah.
like, we got funding for speech therapy 12 months ago.
Yeah, but they're really difficult to book in, aren't they?
They're a little bit. But also, too, it's difficult with adults.
Yes.
Like, when
yes.
it comes to the
it's mostly children.
Group, they cater for children.
Yes, they do. You're right. It's
they
a little
do
bit more
not
difficult
cater,
for adults.
Do not cater for adults. And
no, yeah.
I mean, I've been lucky that I got him into Toastmasters
mm-hmm.
in 2012, early 2013.
Yeah.
So he's been doing Toastmasters since then, which has helped his speech, and I recommend it to anyone looking to improve their ability to speak and communicate. But their focus is on public speaking.
Right, so not really the, not really what you're wanting for Jerome in terms of, like, one-on-one and, like, social communication.
The social communication is what's lacking there.
Right, yes, okay.
Right,
wonderful.
Although they do
have
periods, like they take a break in the middle of the meeting where they'll stand around and have a cup of coffee and some biscuits, where they
but not really,
It's
but
not
focused.
The aim of the, it's not the aim of the organisation, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, no,
It's about improving your public speaking. It's not improving your social communication so much.
Yes, absolutely. All right, I'll get Kim to give you a quick call back then about that
other
one.
Speech, you know, and if she can have a word with other speech pathologists and start getting to this going with other speech groups, that would be absolutely
wonderful.
Like, I've got one person here where I live who's also got a child on the spectrum who could probably benefit from going to a group like this.
Absolutely. Well, I'll pass on to her that, like, you're finding this one really useful, because I'm sure that, like, if this is something that is useful.
The fact that it's catering to adults.
Yeah, and
you know,
specifically
you can sit
to adults
there,
as well.
You can
sit
there, particularly with the social communication, you can sit there in a one-on-one consultation all you like.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? They've then got to take that. They've then got to take that. And they've got to put it into practice.
And then the group is so
group
good for
situation.
That. Yeah, for that group
and
situation.
And that's what they have a lot of trouble accessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And then, this is just giving that a little bit, like, more focus and more, able to,
and
able
where
to put those
and
practice.
That's where, you know, so, I mean, if there's an award, let me know if there's some kind of awards that are being handed out for people that are coming up with the novel ideas, because I would seriously recommend Kim on the basis of coming up, of realising that this need existed.
Yeah. Oh, thank
and then
you.
Doing
I don't know
something about
it.
So.
I'll let her know. I'll let her know that it's been impactful. All right. I will give her a call and I'll let you know that, I'll give her a text and I'll let her know that.
Yeah, I just want
to
have a quick chat with her around things like making sure that she keeps Karen in the loop and the psychologist in the loop, the behaviour support practitioner.
I'll see if she can do a write up or like a quick because obviously she has a lot
of
contact with Karen but for the behaviour therapist. Yeah,
that's
the
right. Just quick summary to both of them around what they're working on, so that they're in a position to reinforce that. Right, we are in the process of changing his appointment with Karen. At the moment, he's with Karen in the same week. He's with the behaviour support practitioner.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and move Karen into the other week so that he can think about.
Yes. All right,
and
lovely.
A little bit more of an even time frame between the moment he sees Karen.
Okay,
we can move her, keep her on Tuesday. But then he's seeing Harrison on the Friday. He sees Karen 4 days later on the Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a little bit overwhelming.
Not seeing anybody until the following Friday, 10 days before he sees the psychologist again.
Yes. So we're needing a little bit more, a little bit more spread out.
Karen and the psychologist to be a little bit more on the even side if we can manage it.
Yeah, absolutely. In that case, have you been sent any appointment options for that?
Last I heard, I raised this. Karen was going to be looking into it for me. So Karen on that.
Yeah, I'll have a chat with Karen today as well then. Yeah,
I did send her an email yesterday.
Yeah.
In response to, or Tuesday in response to that, because we had a team meeting on Monday to discuss what we're doing with his supports. Now the plans rolled over.
Yes.
And I realised Monday night, this has just occurred to me, are we also better off having them in different weeks? And
Karen
definitely agreed week about And she said, leave it with me. And I responded to her either late Tuesday or yesterday on that issue, saying, you know,
yes,
as much as possible to have, you know, at the moment, if we just move you to the Tuesday in the other week.
Yeah. So that would be the Tuesday, preferably. So, for example, it would be the Tuesday, the next one, I think, because I think she saw him on... Did she see him
Tuesday this week.
Yeah, so Tuesday 12th, yeah, and we prefer to move it to the other week. I see.
Move to the other week, and also, too, if we can put that even on the Friday.
Oh, would you prefer on the Friday?
Yes, I would, because that way he's got Karen this Friday, Harrison next Friday. Karen, Harrison, Karen, Harrison, and they're exactly a week apart.
Wonderful.
And that way he's getting that regular reminder.
Yes.
Every
week. And then it's a little bit more. Yeah.
And that's going to help, because at the moment he's still, I mean, he spent years, everything that we've presented to him, he spent years going, that's future Jerome's problem. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, so now we're, I can see. All right, in that case, actually, while I've got your son.
We're not using that so much more, but he's still not really capable of working much outside of the here and now.
Right, I see, yeah. I mean, it's good to hear
having those appointments exactly a week about, if we can manage it,
yeah,
is going to be more beneficial to him.
Yeah, I've seen that on our... I can see that, I think this will probably fit in with what Karen had in mind for him, but I can see that she actually has availability from the 5th of September, so the next time Karen should see Jerome was supposed to be Tuesday the 26th of August.
Yes.
I'm wondering if we can start moving his appointments to 1:30 p.m. from Friday the 5th of September.
Can we move them any earlier?
Like, yeah, I think
in time during the day?
Yeah,
if
I don't think for that.
The support worker is only on until about 2:30.
2:30, okay, wonderful. It looks
and
like
we
2 weeks
to have, we need to have a support worker with him at the moment to hold him accountable, okay?
Yeah.
I'd much rather it not be me.
No, that's okay.
I will be coming with him to this first meet and greet, okay?
Yeah.
Because it is the first one, I will be coming with him. I will be spending all of my time being as in the background as possible.
Yeah, but I understand.
Right?
Yeah,
but
see, that's
I've got to, from my viewpoint, love, what I'm doing here with you now, Freya, is where I have to concentrate and focus my efforts. Is staying in the background as much as I possibly can and not give active support because of, well, when you're 33 years old and you've got to ask your mother if you need money for anything.
Yeah.
Which he does.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the financial administration order.
Yeah.
He's also got, by the way, type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Binge eating disorder and severe food addiction.
Yeah.
Can you see my problem?
Yeah, I can see.
Right.
In that case,
so I've got to maintain a tight control on the money
to
prevent the binging. So therefore he gets his budget in cash, which stays in the hands of a support worker. He's got the freedom within his weekly budget. But if he wants money for anything else, he's got to come to me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, okay, I don't know about you as a female, but just ask one of your male colleagues.
It's very tricky. All right,
how they're going to feel about if they need money for something, they have to go ask their mother.
Yeah.
Right.
In that case, what I might do is I'm going to just have a chat with Karen
now
that I know.
I'm going to try and stay. I've got to try and stay in the background as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, the support worker is only with him from about 9:30 until 2:30.
Okay, 9:30 to 2:30. I'll pop that.
So if we can move keep it on the Friday. I'd love to have it on the Friday because I think that's perfect. Karen one Friday, Harrison the next Friday, they're each week about, and between the pair of them working together like that, is going to be a very simple way of amping up the pressure on him.
And just give him a bit more of the support on there.
Give him a little bit more support. And then
what I might do,
you know, the communication happening with Kim in the background with what he's trying to do with the speech group. You know what I mean?
What I might do, keeping them apprised
of what she's doing.
No, that's okay. No, you're right. What I might do for Jerome today is I'll pop some options for you. I'll talk to Karen for some options because I can see a couple of things. I just want to make sure that they'll work for her, for basically, you know, what she's currently working with him. I'll make sure that it works for her.
I don't want to be, you know, from my viewpoint, like we could just move her to the off week. But
Absolutely.
Seeing Harrison on the Friday, then 4 days later he's seeing Karen. And then he's not seeing Harrison again for another 10 days.
All right. In that case,
With him at the moment.
That's okay.
To be a lot more even.
No, that's fine. I'll send you an email with some options if that's okay with you. Would that be all right?
Just with
some options of those. And then you feel free to just let us know what like what would work for you. And we can get him onto that Friday. I definitely think we can get him onto that Friday. Not from the next appointment, it looks like, but definitely in September, moving him to a Friday appointment in the morning.
Now, the other thing that I'm going to chat to you about is we also want to do some updated psychometric testing.
Psychometric.
And I believe you have got psychologists there. And within your firm, you've got access to the vast majority of the tests.
We'd be able to do that.
Now, the reason for this is...
Would I have
to
chat with Christelle?
You were, probably.
I think I was having a chat with Christelle about this.
To work that out, because now the reason why we're wanting this, we do have a comprehensive psychometric assessment done. In 2012.
Oh, a while ago
early
then.
2013. JCU Psychology Clinic.
But it's been, been a while then.
At the time. Now, I believe Karen has got a copy of that report in her paperwork. So your psychologist can have a look at the tests that were done back then. Because I think the idea would be to replicate them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
I know they did a weight.
Yeah.
And I believe another one that they did was the Woodcock-Johnson.
Yes.
Achievement test.
Yeah.
I believe there's another one. This is from memory because I'm not looking at the report at the moment. But
have
a look and see if there have been any appreciable changes in the abilities that got measured in those tests.
Yes, because obviously it was a while ago. So,
because when they were done, he hadn't yet even turned 18.
Yeah, so, they're a little out of date at this point in terms of,
little out of date. You know, he'd only just turned 18. He's now 33. Yeah. There has been a little bit of maturity, particularly coming through.
Yes.
And so I need to do an assessment of, you know, what, if anything, has changed behind the scenes. And
did you say that you had the, you had a copy of that report?
I've got a copy of the report.
Oh, wonderful.
I believe I've sent it to Karen.
Okay, wonderful. If you send it to Karen, I might just see if she can just send it on to
and
one
the
of
other,
our psychologists.
Like, is then also at the time private psychologist also did a 16 PF with him.
Okay.
So
I can see in Christelle's email that she mentioned that one
Right. He also, that was done by the private psychologist he was seeing, because that was the only test he had access to.
Right. Okay, so it wasn't a preferred test, it was just the one that he had access to at the time?
At the time. Yeah. And he did that, and then the psych clinic at JCU did all the other tests. I know they did a weight. I know they did a Woodcock-Johnson. Now, the reason for this is we're definitely going to have to go through with a change of circumstances.
Right, okay.
To bring
in
dietetics.
Yeah.
Dietetics and psychology.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
We need both of those badly for him, dietetics particularly, because he's on a binge fast cycle.
Yeah.
Which is very problematic.
Yes, yeah, it is. And it's,
but,
yeah, it's not easy.
You know, that's not good when you're a diabetic, by the way.
No, no. It's very, it can be very dangerous. So, yeah.
Right. Over the
absolutely.
Long term,
if we can.
Over the long term, it's dangerous. You can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we need to bring in dietetics. And I want to get that done before we trigger the change of circumstances, because there might well be stuff that comes up in there that is, that supports the contention.
Yeah, when are you planning,
the,
do you know,
disability angle.
Yeah, do you know when about that's planning on happening for Jerome?
I've got to wait
do you,
for
like,
that
do you have
test.
A...
I'm waiting for the psychometric test.
Right, okay, so the
brain. Yeah.
Yes, the psychometric test first, and then we'll sort that.
Because
okay, wonderful.
From my viewpoint, if I have to go to the ART to get these supports included, then that's what I'll do.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Because,
all right.
You know, he's part of it is his a big part of it is his disability profile, but the NDIS is looking at it and going, diabetes, that's the healthcare system.
Yeah. So they're not seeing, the holistic aspect.
And, you know, the healthcare system, we've been there. You can get what's called a Medicare Eating Disorders Management Plan. That gives you 20 half-hour sessions with a dietitian over the space of 12 months.
Yes. Oh.
Not quite what he needs.
Yeah. No.
And,
it's not quite what he
needs. And, and access to that, by the way, is by a questionnaire called the EDEQ, which when we last filled it out, because he answered the questions with the dietitian, he didn't score highly enough to get the access.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So,
and
we
can't use the autistic language issues as wiggle room.
Right, so it's a little bit complex there. Okay, in that case, I might have to just check in with my practice manager, Darcy, before I'm able to, like, confirm which practitioner might be good for doing that one, because obviously we want to do it as soon as possible. I might see with her which practitioner might be best, so we can, you know, get that started from as soon as possible, so we can make
put it
that
this
change
way. I can confirm, I can say, you know, if you don't read the copy of the report, if you have it, if you don't, let me know and I will send it through.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
But what I do recall is, now, we also did a whisk on him.
Yes.
That was done by Centrelink.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 84.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
On the waist, they couldn't score him.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's how variable and all over the shop.
Right. Yeah.
The subject
so it was quite...
were.
Right. Okay. All right. So, all right. I'm just going to summarize what we talked about today.
So the average score we've got is what we've got on the whisk, which does put him in the normal range.
Yeah. But obviously, if we have an NA, the other one. Yeah. All right.
But
in that case,
they could not score him on the waist.
Yeah.
And that's because of the. And just so you know, Freya, I've actually got a degree in psychology myself.
Oh, well, that's useful. At least this isn't...
I am familiar with those tests.
Yeah.
And I know how they're scored. And that is to do, you know, the reason why they couldn't is the variability, the wide variability on the subtests.
Yeah.
Made it physically impossible to give him an overall general score.
Right, I see. Okay. So in that case, all right, I'm going to summarize what we're going to do today. I'm going to give, I'm going to let Kim know that we're just wanting to have a call tomorrow.
If you could also confirm our attendance at that, please.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I'll let her know as well. Yeah, I'll confirm the attendance as well. No worries. So I'll get her to give you a call tomorrow. It'll be after 12:30, maybe after 2 p.m. Yeah, maybe after 2 p.m., but I, like, obviously we'll let you know. She'll give you a call as soon as she can tomorrow. And then I will have a chat with my practice manager, with Darcy, to see what I can do in terms of getting psychometric testing done for him. And then I'll give you an email. I'll send you an email. I'll CC Christelle as well for moving Jerome to Friday and when we can get that started for you. All right.
Thank
wonderful.
You very much, because that would work, you know, that way he's got the pair of them week about.
Absolutely. It sounds like it'll be a much better situation.
You know, they're holding him accountable. It's like, you know, if Harrison set him a task, Karen can say to him, well, what have you done about that task that Harrison set you?
Yes. And there can be a bit more, there can be a bit more oversight with that. All right. Wonderful.
Right, because they know what each other is up to.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for your call today, Elizabeth. I will get Kim to be in contact, but feel free to, like I said, give us an email if you've got any other, like, if anything that I send you, like in terms of the scheduling, anything like that doesn't work for you, please let me know. Or if you have any other.
Yeah, no, at the moment, like I said, the support workers with him 9:30 to 2:30. And so you've got to make allowances for them to get back to
your
own place afterwards so that the support worker can go.
Yes, absolutely. So, anything after 9:30 before.
He has to have that support worker with him. Because otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's very good at playing both ends against the middle. And so having the support worker there is a way of holding him accountable.
Yeah, no worries. We can definitely, we can accommodate that, definitely. All right, thank you so much. I'll let you go.
My pleasure.
But
thank you,
get back in touch with us. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye.